Madrasha. In Ken Israel, name a crow by Yom Zivcha Yachol, Hikrivoy, Lomali, Shmamina, Biyom Shat Zveyachat Makriv, Biyom Shiat Zveyachat Makriv. We see that the time that you want to make the Shkita, that's the time you want to make the Zrika Saddam. Vashenkin, if the Shkia Sachamo, that's possible to make the Shkita, what then is possible to make the Zrika? If you bought the dam today, you could eat the bosa today. Or the mocher tomorrow, he carved dam the mocher, nisachle bos the mocher, liyamuchroy. Him came himself, that's the bos, you could eat it tomorrow. Him came, name a crow, biyamik river, yachozivchoy. Biyamik river, yachozivchoy. Lomely, shmamin, that's a proof clearly that biyam shata zaveach at a makrivay. The day that you made the shechita, that day you could be makriv and make the zrikas adam. But biyom shiata zaveyach yata makrivay. But at a time after shkia, that's possible to make the shechita, who then is possible to make the zrikas adam? There's a special psul in zrikas adam after shkia. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this deskamer again next tape. We'll stop here. You were holding that nun vav on the base. Just let's come again. And the Nivor Amr Aleph on the bottom was the Amr of Yitzchak again, Amr of Yitzchak Bar Vadimi, Minayin Ledam, Shenifsa Beshkiya Sachama. How do we know that if you have made a korban by daytime and the dam, you made a Kabbalah, but you did not make the Zeriki yet, that the dam becomes possible by Shkiya Sachama? And the Ikkar Chiddush is that you cannot just leave it on top of the Mizbech and make a Zerik at nighttime or tomorrow. Shinemagos Postik says, Biyom hekrivu ezivchoy yeyochol. So we darshin biyom shat ezaveach atomakriv. The day that you made the shechita, that's the day you have to make the hakrova, the zrikas adam. But biyom shiat ezaveach yatomakriv. But the daytime that you did not make the shechita today, just you made the shechita yesterday. Rashi speaks out, even though you left the dam on top of the mizbeach, so you would think there's no psulino. Kamashma, no, there's a psulinum. The dam becomes possible. So ask the question, Chaimi Bona Lagufei, this pasuk you need for the loch of itself? Rashi says it means Lumay to be able to learn out Zman Achila Shlomim, Biyem Svichosim Mokros, that you'll have to eat from the Korban Shlomim that day and the next day. You need Lagufei. So says, no, Im came if so, Neim Akro Biyem Zivchoy, Yeyokel. Let's just say the day that Zephri created today and tomorrow. Hekrivu Lomli, what is it supposed to say? Hekrivu. Marsh even the Zrikas Adam also, Shmamin if me ever Josh reads that Biyoim Shata Zaveya Chata Makrit. The day that you're Zaveya, the day you make the Korbin, the Shechita, that's the day Makrit, you can make that Korb, you can make the Zrikas Adam. But Biyoim, by tomorrow, Shiata Zaveya, that you do not make the Zrika tomorrow, Yata Makrit, the next day, you're not allowed to make the Zrikas Adam. Even though the Dam was on top of the Mizbeach overnight, and usually we say, Molu, La Yerdu, it is a special psul, the Zerika Zadam is possible after Shkia Sacham. But it's the question, how do you know this? Vidilma, maybe Hochikom Rachmona, maybe this is what Torah means to say. Vidilma Hochikom Rachmona, he korev dami idno, nisacho bos idno. If you made this Zerika Zadam today, and Echonami, as soon as you make this Zerika Zadam, that's when it's chal the heter, that now you're allowed to eat from the bosa. But ulamochol, what about tomorrow? He called dam lamochol and esachah bos lamochol. Only emuchol. Maybe the post just means to say that if you make this rika for dam tomorrow, sanach nami, tomorrow it first starts to heter. You'd be allowed to start eating the bosa tomorrow and the next day after. Maybe all the post just means to say is that as soon as you make the rika for dam, that's when the heter or the bosa starts. So Moses and Cain of Psalm, Neimakor, let the post say, biyoyim hekerivu yeyochol. The day you makriv it, the day you make the zricha, the zricha, that's when you could eat. Zivchoy lomeli, what does it say, biyoyim zivchoy, mashma the shchita, ishvamid of merits of proof, that the drosh is like this, biyoyim shat zaveyach ato makrivoy, the day that you make the shchita, that's the day that you could be makriv it, make the zricha for them. But biyoyim shiat zaveyach, like tomorrow, if you made the shchita today, tomorrow, tomorrow it's too late, as you already absorbed the dam, you cannot make the Zerika Zadam tomorrow. That's his limud, that dam becomes possible by Shkia Sachamo, even though it's on top of the Mizbeach overnight. The Itma, learn like this. HaMechashev Li'or Shlishi. Let's see, have a machshava, teach from the meat, the night going into the third day. In other words, by Shlomim, he'll have to eat it for 2 full days. That night, the night of the second day, going into the third day, you have a machshava to eat it then. Is that called a machshava's pig or not? So Chizki Yom HaKosh, Chizki says, no, it's not called a machshava of Chutz Lezmanoi, and therefore the korban is not pig, it's still kosher. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Posel, Rabbi Yechonon says, no, it is considered a machshava's pigul. Therefore the korban is posel. What's the machlokes? Chizki Yom HaKosh, Chizki says, it's still kosher. So Lo Yimtek L'Sreifo, it's not Chal Moisi yet on that meat. In other words, at night time, it's not Chal Moisi, you don't have to burn the meat. It's only leave it over to the next morning, for the next morning then it's Chal Moisi. Then you have to burn it. See, old Jordan is not Chal the Machshavah's Pigel either. However, Rabbi Yechna no man no apostle, there is a Psalm Machshavah's Pigel here. Why? So Yitzchim Lai Me Yachila. But I'll call upon him, it's after the Zman of Yachila. You're not Larit from it anymore. You're not Larit from the Kovi Shomim. 2 days and the night in between, but after the second day, at night already, it's already possible l'achila. Therefore, that's considered a machshavas pigul, it's called a machshavas chuslev manam. That's the machloikis about machshava. What's going to be your oichel or shlishi? Let's say he actually eats from the meat the night going into the third day. After 2 days are up, at that night, he eats from the meat. Is there chala nisa meisa or not? So Chizki Yom HaPoter, it's not Chal Nisa Noisa yet, and he does it b'shoichi, he's not Chayav a carbon for it. Why? To Lo'in Kek L'Sreifa, because it's not given over to Sreif, it's not the Zaman that's really Chal Nisa on the meat, it's not Chal Achiyah Sreif yet. Therefore, eat from it then, but you're not Chayav Chorus, and you do it b'shoichi, you're not Chayav a carbon. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Chay, Rabbi Yechonon says yes, you are chayiv a korban if you're b'shoigeng. So yitchil leim yachila, because I call upon him, it's passed already for 2 days. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. Therefore, it's already chal on this and moisa. And therefore, if someone eats from then, he eats a b'shoigeng, he's chayiv a korban. So the machlokes is chizkin Rabbi Yechonon. Moshe says, now tanya kavos to Rabbi Yechonon. I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon says, you chayiv in both cases. I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi Yechonon. It says, Kochim hanecholim liyom echod, kochim of the din is, you're only allowed to eat it one day. And that night, so it says, mechashvin v'domim mishatishka achama. If you have machshava to make this rikas adam after shkia, that's the zman that's posted like we had before, it's posted to make this rik after shkia achama. So if you have a machshava to make this rikas then, it's called a machshava's pigul, it's a machshava chutzlas manoi. So, if you have in mind to eat from the meat or to burn from the emurim after Omer HaShachar, that's also after the Zman is only that night time. Once it becomes Omer HaShachar, that's after the night, it's possible to eat the meat or to burn the emurim. If you have a machshava to do it then, that's called a machshava chutz l'zmanoi, that you make a machshava spigel. Kodshim ha-nechonim l'shnei yom v'lai lechot, achas, what's going to be like shlomim, that you can eat for 2 days and the night in between, so mechashvin v'domin mishatishke achama, as soon as it becomes shkiyas achama the second day, it's not fit anymore to make this rikas adam, so if you have a machshava to do it then, that's the machshava's tigel. Over in Murim, what is the chal machshava's tigel to burn from the fats? Mishiyal amra shachar. As soon as you have a mind, to burn it by Omer HaShachar, u'b'psorim b'tzboso, mishatishka achama shoshnei yomim. So here you see clearly that the boso, if you have in mind to eat from the boso, if the shkiyas achama, the ninth going into the third day, there's a psul, machshavas tigul, even though it's not nitkit l'sreifa, it's not tying sreifa till the next morning, but still since it's after the zman achila, that's all considered a machshava of Chuslas Manoi, that would make a Machshavas Pigul. So we have a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Bryce explains, Tana Rabbonin, Yoch, I would have thought to say, Yei Necholim, Leor Shlishi, maybe regular Korm Shlom, you'll not eat the meat, even the night going into the third day. If you didn't really to swear like that, that Zvochim, Necholim, Leor Mechod, Uzrochim the whole Mishnah Yomim, certain carbonis, you can eat for one day, and korban like a shlomim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days. Is so mas vachem on a chom liyemechem, just like a regular korban, you can only eat for 1 day. Lailach rehem, the night after the day, you're allowed to eat. By kodshim the night goes after the day, so who the svar should be? Avz vachem on a chom mishnah yomim, who adin of a korban shlomim, that you're allowed to eat for 2 days. So chura lailach rehem, that the night after it should also go after the day. They say you're allowed to eat it for the night after the second day also. On this time, alone, the pasuk says, "V'hanoisa ad yom." Now you leave it over ad yom it's mashma. Rashi says, "Gabi achilik siv bekotchim tia biyom sevchachem yochol on yomacharos." V'hanoisa ad yom mashma biyoid shu yom techlanu mashma dashim biyoid yom unechol. When it's still dry on the second day, that's when you have to finish eating it, and not after that. V'yena mechol or shlishi. You're not allowed to eat anymore after the second day, even though it's the night going into the third day. If so, Yochlai would have thought to say yisov, miyav, maybe it's a chiyas reif, you have to burn it right away also. And at night time, if you didn't know it's so like that, zvach in the chom liyoy mechod, or zvach in the chom lishnei yomim. Certain kabon and kri for 1 day, and certain kabon and kri for 2 days. And so, ma zvach in the chom liyoy mechod. Just like the kabon that you eat for 1 day. Take it liyah hatzrofa. Just after the Zman Achila is the Zman to burn it, like a regular korban, you can eat for 1 day. And that night, say after the night time, the next morning, you have to burn it. Maybe after Zvachim and Achol Mishnei Yomim, the same thing like a Shlomim, that you can eat for 2 days, but we said it ends at the end of the second day, the night already it's also to eat it. So maybe take it Achila Shrefa, as soon as you finish the Zman Achila, the night of the second day, maybe right then you have to burn it if it's still left over. On this time, the pasuk says no. By yom hashlishi, veishi sarif. You have to first burn it. The mitzvah's right. The first thought on the third day. That means be yom atasofer. Daytime you have to burn it, but be atasofer v'laila. You do not have to burn it at night time. V'laila you have no chiyuv to burn it yet. The chiyuv's right was first called the next day. So nami. The zman achilu is only the second day. After the second day, that night already, it's also achilu. But the Chisreifa, that's only chal first the next day, on the Yom HaShlishi. Now the Mishnah says, HaBechor, Korban Bechor, V'ya Maisa, Maisa Beino, V'ya Pesach, Korban Pesach. All these are Kodshim Kalim. And therefore, Shchitos, V'nechom Mokom V'yazora. He allowed to make the Shchit any place in V'yazora. V'dom, Intoin, Matona Achas. Here you only have to make one Zerika, that's all. One Matona. O'bevat, Shiita, and connected how you say. But it has to be connected to Yisoid. Rashi says, meaning the Mokim Shiesh Yisoid Tachtov. Lemute Mizrach Vedorim. You cannot make this reek on the east side or on the south side. Those two sides that we have before does not have a Yisoid. It has to be on the other two sides, either one of the other two sides that have a Yisoid to it. Now, Shina Bachilosim. There's a difference about the Zman Achilo and these Kabonis. Even though the Matan Dom are all the same, but the Zman Achila is different. Ha Bechor Nechol LeKanan. A Korban Bechor is Nechol to the Kanan. The Pasuk says, Upsarim Yilucho. V'ya Maisa L'chol Adam. V'ya Maisa, it's not called Maisa Beim, it's not a Matnus Tkuma. You do not have to give the Basa to the Kain, but rather the owner, the Yisrael, is allowed to eat from it. V'nechol L'mecholir. Any place in Yishlayim allowed to eat it. Bechor Maisa, any type of cooking. L'shna Yom V'lai Lechot. That a Bechor and a Maisra is not like Shlomim, you could eat it for 2 days and the night in between. Ha Pesach, what about Korban Pesach? And a Nechol El Balayla. You'll only not eat it the night of Pesach. V'en a Nechol El Ad Chatzos. You could only eat it up until Chatzos Alayla. The Stamish knows, only until Chatzos, not the whole night, only until Chatzos. We'll see in the Gemara how we know it's from. You can only eat it only the people that were nimner on it before. It means that they paid money for it, they bought the Korban Pesach. But the Pasuk says, you have to own a shutta in the Korban to be able to eat from it. The Korban Pesach has a special mitzvah, tzliyesh,
It has to be roasted over fire. When Hashem can cooking it, it's also tidit, you have to dafkid it, tliyesh. Another more says, man tan hu tan of our Mishnah, that holds meister of Pesach, bezriko, that loch of zrika achas, who's the tan of our Mishnah? So, Omer Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The tan you learn like this, Rabbi Yosef Aglili yoyma, chel boy lo nemar, it does not say the word chel boy, rather, Ella chelboim, it says the word chelbom. Also, domo lenem, it does not say the word domoi, versus ach bechor shor, it doesn't say just domoi. Ella domom, it says loshen rabim. Limna comes to teach us, al bechor umaisra pesach, shetunim matin domim, v'irmu lagabim mizbeach, connect. So it comes to teach us, they all have the same halachas, according to Yosef Aglili, that it's one zrika, and they all have the same halach of Zerika. And Rashi says, Lafuk Rebbe Shmuel, so the hills by Korm Pesach is B'Shvicha. It's not the Zerika, but the Shvicha, meaning standing close by, just spill it on the Mizbeach. Now, Kineket HaYisoy Minolan, how do we know that the Zerika has to be on the Mokum of the Mizbeach, that there is a Yisoy there? Lafuk the Dorm Sar on the Mizbeach side, somewhere of Loza. Asya Zrika Zrika Miela. We have the Xerish Shav learn out the word Zrika that says by Korbanella the Zrika that says over here. Kedimara the Yola Gufa Minol, even by Ola, how do we know this?